Today's Shir Mishnah Brigayim is Siman Shin Pei Beis. We're up to Sif Yudalid. Sachro Mischiro Ulakito Lazman. If someone went ahead and instead of renting from the non-Jewish Balabayas, he rented from the non-Jew's worker, household worker, Mischiro Ulakito, for a certain amount of time. He did it for a certain period. Afal Pisha Silko Tochazman, even though the non-Jew fired his workers during the period of the rental, Miyoschiro Ulakito already fired him from being his worker. Mutarim ad Tomazman. The schiris for the purposes of Erev will be a good until the end of that rental. Aval in Sachro Mimeno Stam, however, if you rented from the schiro Ulakito Stam without specifying an amount of time for the rental, Kevon Shesilko, since the non Jew fired these workers, Nispatal Haschiris, the schiris goes bye bye. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan mendalad, afal pisha silko tochazman. So in a case where the rental agreement with the schiro lakito was for a specified amount of time, so then we don't care if the non-Jew fired the schiro lakito, the rental would be good. Hatam, what's the reason? Because we view that schiros, which was for that period of time, was established by the balabayas. Since it's viewed as if he did the rental with the rishus of the balabayas. Sif katan memhe mutarim ad tom hazman. So the schiris is good until the end of the rental agreement. The same would apply if the sacher v'lakit, if they died during the period of the rental. Ken kasuchai adam sharachronim. Sifkata memvav, kevan shesilko nisbatal. In a case where the rental from the non-Jew's worker was done for an unspecified amount of time, then once the non-Jew fires his worker, the whole schiris goes under. Even though normally we say that when a schiris is done stam with the balabayas, it stays that way until the balabayas retracts. Here, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kevan shesilko nisbatal. Hare b'stama yachol lachzor achar Shabbos rishonim matay sheyirtzo. Since in the case of stama, the balabayas could always retract and go back on the shiris whenever he wants. K'moshe kasadna b'shor tzifav. Lahachi, therefore, the lumdus here is that ein koach b'shiris kazeh. There's no koach in the shiris of the shiro lakito in a stam shiris. Rak kol zman shehu sacher, only as long as he's a sacher, below a chakach, and not afterwards. Again, this definitely needs analysis. It needs a lumdus to understand that this is a concept of the kayach of the schiro lakito in his stam schiros. We move on now in the Ramah. The Ramah continues, v'hu adinim sachro megizbar hamelach. So now we're coming to the following case, where he says the same would apply to the king's treasurer, the one in charge of the government's money. And the gizbar, the king's treasurer, after the schiris from the king's treasurer, the king's treasurer was dismissed as the gizbar and is no longer in the employ of the king at all. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Zayin, mi gizbar hamelech. So it was a rental from the king's treasurer. And this would be effective to go ahead and rent from the Gizbar HaMelech, even if the Gizbar HaMelech took the money for himself. Because Mistama, the Melech doesn't care. The Dirshu explains that in normal scenarios that since we're talking here about incidental benefits that his workers are making, they have nothing really to do from the primary functioning of the country, or the government, but it's just this halachic type of rental. It's purely a halachic concept. So the melech, for sure, does not mind, and he's not makpid, and therefore the gizbar has the rights to go ahead and do the rental. And being, he's the gizbar of the melech, so the melech has the total rights in the city, and therefore, with respect to the Eruv in the city, going to the king's treasurer would be okay. V'Eliyahu Rabba Mekel B'zeh Gam B'Sachir V'Lakit. Eliyahu Rabba comes and he is Mekel, the same thing with regard to the Sachir and Lakit. The Sachir and Lakit took the money to himself. Ayin Sham, check it out. The truth is, check out the Eliyahu Rabba. You see that he goes back and forth on this, and he ends up being Mekel, even by the Sachir and the Lakit. Sachir and Lakit being able to take the money as well. It's all Shiloh, whether the owner is Makben or not. Anyway, Kasu Achronim, the Lav Dafka Gizbar. And the Achronim, right, we're not specifically talking about the Gizbar. Elahu Adim Kol Eved Me'avad Avakdanim. Really, this applies to any of the minor officials of the king. This would also work as well. And we continue on. He says as follows, that the logara mischiro ulakito, because any minor official is no worse than mischiro ulakito, the workers of the balabayas. This is the same thing we will call the minor officials in the government, in the kingdom. Vayin lekaman simin shin sal v'chalif sif katan yudches. Mr. Bruma Masha Kasam Mishnah says, see, shin sal v'chalif sif katan yudches. In the Mishnah Berurah, what he writes there, there'll be more to be said about this. Sif katan yudches v'nistalek legamrei. So the Rama had said that if the rental was from the Gizbar HaMelech, and the Gizbar HaMelech was fired totally, so it's the same halacha as a Schiro Lakito being fired. So it all depends on how the rental was established. And that's what the Mr. Brewer now says, Sivkata Memches. Lakach, he says, therefore, Yesh Lizar Lechatchila, you should be careful Lechatchila, Shelo Liskor Stama Misar Ha'ir O Mimisharsav. He says, Lechatchila, therefore, you should not go ahead based on this and rent from the official of the city, the head of the city, the mayor, or his servants, or his workers. Rak Alzman, if you're going to go ahead and do some type of rental with the government officials, it should be specified for an amount of time because they can be removed and fired. The Lefam Nistalik Ubatalasir, because they're based on this, Nistalik, they get removed, they get fired, or they get voted out of office or whatever. Ubatalasir, and the Schiros will therefore be Batalik by the Schiro Lakito. Vishir Hazman, so what type of rental agreement, for how long should it be? So, Schema Be'achron, the Yuchal is called Al Zman Aroch V'Rav. The Achronim say you could go ahead and you could do a long term rental. Ach Lechatchila Tov Shalom Liskor Rakat Esrim Shana. However, Lechatchila, you should only do it, he says, a rental for 20 years. The Dirshu brings down many different opinions on this, 50 years, 10 years, etc. But here's Mr. Brua, bottom line, Lechatchila Tov Shalom Liskor Rakat Esrim Shana should be a 20 year rental. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that based on this, what we just saw, the Chazon Ish in Orach Chaim Siman Pei Beis Sif Katan Lamed Daled, he observes that the minhag is not to be concerned that the lease agreement becomes void when the king's employee is dismissed. The rationale for this Mekel minhag, he explains, even though what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying is totally rational, that a person should be careful, and we should be careful when renting from the government. It should be done with a rental contract for a certain amount of time. So he says the rationale for the Mekel practice, he says, is rooted in the fact that it is not necessary to really have a standard lease in place, and it is sufficient to have a vague resemblance of a lease. This, again, is an overall approach of the Chazon Ish in these Inyanim. He says, we consider the lease made with the king's employing as king's employee as though it was made with the non-Jew directly, and therefore the agreement continues even after the employee was dismissed. Again, Ayin Sham for his rationale. But again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, Yesh Lizayah L'chachila Shalol L'skor Stama Misara Yir O Misharsav Rak Alzman. It should be an actual mental agreement for a certain amount of time so that it would not fall apart when the government official is removed, the same way it falls apart when the schiro ulakito is removed. If it was not a contract for the rental for a specified amount of time, it should be lizman, a rental, a schiros lizman, yadua, lizman katsuv, and not a schiros stam. We continue on in the Ramah, and the Ramah then says, aval imlo silko rak minagizbaros. However, if the king only removes the treasurer from his position as treasurer, v'adayin ochel prasa melech, but he's still under the king's employ, he's still being paid by the king, adayin nikri schiro ulakito v'yuchal liskor mimeno. He is still considered like a schiro ulakito, and you would be able to go ahead and not only rent from him, v'chein gam schiros harishon adayin kayem, the original schiros would still be in place, even if it was done as a schiros stam. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan mem tes, v'yuchal liskor mimeno. You'd be able to go ahead and rent from this employee of the king, even though he's no longer the gizbar. Hatam da'adayin hu v'chlal mimunei ha-melech. He's still considered an appointee of the king and his musharsav and his workers, his officers. Kevan shemekabel pras mibeis ha-melech. Since he's getting paid from the king, from the government, v'ayin ber halacha, and check out the ber halacha. The ber halacha goes through this and says a lot of this is not so pashut, that you would be able to go ahead and just rent from any worker who has no rights at all to the city or the chatzeros and to do anything there. He makes distinctions between chayalim also and officers. Ayin sham Sif tes vav. In Yisrael, the eino Yehudi darim b'bayis achas, sarach liskor mea eino Yehudi ula arev im ha-Yisrael. If a Yisrael and a non-Jew live in one house, so you have to go ahead and rent from the non-Jew and do an Erev with the Yisrael. Meaning, you cannot go ahead and just rent from the Yisrael and do the Erev with the Yisrael. What does he mean here? The Ramah explains that we're talking im yesh l'kol echad dira b'fnei atzmo. We're talking where they lived together in different apartments in the building, in the home. And therefore, since they have their own separate room and apartments there, so therefore you'll need to go ahead and rent from the non-Jew and have the Jew do the Erev. Who adin, the same would apply, he says, with shnei einam yudin, two non-Jews, v'adarim b'kai gavna v'bayis echad, that are living in separate quarters in a home, you have to be tzarech l'skor mishneim. You have to go ahead and rent from both of them. Let's see, the Mishnah Brura is going to spell this out in more detail. It's not as clear as it seems from the actual sif in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura is going to spell it out. Sif katan nun im yesh, l'kol echad dira bifnei atzmo, perish. What does this mean? If they have their own separate dira, meaning, ein shum echad mehem rashay l'shtamesh b'cheder hamiyuchad l'chaver. We're talking where the Jew and the non-Jew, or the two non-Jews, cannot go ahead and utilize the other one's cheder. V'dami l'hashakasav v'machaber l'el sif gimel. This is like we saw in sif yud gimel. The yichad lo makom, if there is a designation of a separate place in the house for the Jew, lo havi kischira ulakito, he's not going to be like a schiro lakito. And he would not be able to go ahead and be maskir, for rented out for the balabayas non-Jew. Sifkatan nun aleph bikahai gavna. So we said also, if there are two non-Jews that live in separate rooms, the same halachas would apply, that you have to rent from both non-Jews. If it's a Jew and a non-Jew, you have to rent from one and do the Erev with one. If it's two non-Jews, you have to do two rentals. Otsalomar, talking here, b'chadarim miyuchadim l'kol echad, talking where each one has their own cheder. Once again, ha'idarim b'shutfas b'chol abayis. However, if they are joint owners in the whole house and they equally use it, o afilu mechulakim b'chol habayis, or even if they're totally separate in the whole house, rak b'cheder echad yesh rishus l'shneim l'shtamish bo, and just in one cheder, they have a rishus for both of them to go ahead and utilize it, then ein tzarech liskor rak me'echad mehem, then all you need to then do is rent from one of them, like I said earlier, in Sifya Gimel. However, he now says, there are many poskim that are cholik on this Ramah, and you see the whole list of them in the Shaar Tzion, the Bach, my Mordechai, just have a Shabbos, the Yesha, one Teretz in Taisvais, Smag in their first answer, and the Or Zaruah, and the Agos Hashri. So they basically say as follows, Decholkel de Rema, Ulidu, Afilu Misham, Shdamshim, Biyachad, Bechol Achadorim, Lo Mikri Yisrael, Sachir Velakit. They hold that if the Yisrael and the non Jew are total partners in the apartment, they're living as equal residents in the totality of the apartment, all the rooms, all the kitchen, etc., then they're cholik on the Ramah, and they say they're not. Yisrael is not going to be considered like a Sachir V'Lakit. It's worse than Sachir V'Lakit, even though in terms of pure rights to the apartment, they have more than the Sachir V'Lakit. What's the Pshat? Because in such a case, Tzarech, before he gives the Pshat, he says, Tzarech l'skor min ha'akum dafka. You would have to go ahead and do a Schiris from the Akum and not from the Jew when they're total partners, V'chein v'seifa, and so too in the Seifa. We're talking about two Akums. You have to go ahead and rent from both of them. What's the reason? Why do these achronim? Why are they cholik on the Ramah? Hatam, the lo tegnu chachamim diel yado ki yad balabayis ela kesachir b'sachir v'lakit. Chachamim only established the sachir and the lakit to have this yad of the balabayis to go ahead and rent out because nigrar acharav, because the Schiro Ulakito, they go after the Balabayas. They are tough up to the Balabayas. Aval lo b'shutfin, but if they're equal partners, shekoach kol echad neyam shav b'bayas, when everyone is equal in the bias, therefore ain't kol echad tough l'chaver. No one is subordinate or go after the one of the other goes. None of them go after the Balabayas. They're both Balabatim. And therefore, you have to rent from both Balabatim if they're non-Jews, and you have to rent from the non-Jew and do Erev with the Jew if it's a Jewish and non-Jewish total partnership in the house. That is the Habe Paiskim, but the Ramah, as we saw, is Chaylek on this, and he holds that it's only B'chadorim Yuchadim L'Kol Echad, but if they're Dorim B'Shutfus B'Kol HaBayis, then the Ramah holds that in the case of, say, two non-Jews, just going ahead and renting from one would suffice. So big machlokes by shutfus, by partnerships, by total partnerships. And we now continue on in Sif Tes Zion. Im yesh le'ena Yehudi chamisha schirim o lakitim, Yisraelim darim v'beso. If a non-Jew has five workers, five household workers, either schirim or lakitim, that are Jewish schirim or lakitim, living in the non-Jew's house. So he has five household workers. Ein dirasam chashuva dira. Their living by the non-Jew will not aser ze al ze. They will not aser one on the other, meaning they do not all have to join in an eruv. What's the reason? The schirus shel eina Yehudi eino oso. And as the Mishnah Berurah will say, we're talking about the Schiro, not the Schirus. The Schiro, the worker of the Balabayas, of the non-Jew, Balabayas, of the Eniudi, will not aser if there is a rental from the actual non-Jew himself. So as long as there was a rental from the non-Jew, either from the non-Jew himself or from the Schiro Lakito, they will not aser each other, meaning they do not have to be part of the Erev to be able to carry in and out. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, and they won't aser the other residents of the Chatzer. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis, Darim Bebeso, Bechadarim Miuchadim, L'chol Echad B'nei Atzmo. We're talking where these Schiros and Lakitos, they live in separate rooms in the big mansion of this big, rich non-Jew. Sif Katan Nun Gimel, Ein Dirasam. They're living in these separate quarters, the Schiro Kito, even in separate quarters in the home of the non-Jew, will not asa one on the other. The af agav dach shavina rabbanan labi rasam benasim kibalim al yadam. Even though these Jewish workers, the chachamim, viewed their living quarters there in the non-Jews' home, and they were made like bailim in order to go ahead and rent out the property of the non-Jewish owner, even without the non-Jewish owner's knowledge, or right, lo amru elo hakel. This is only for kula, to allow these sira lakitos to go ahead and do the rental for the non-Jew. Aval lo shi adirasan chashuva dira, but not that their living in the non-Jew's home will be considered a full-fledged dira. Shi yasru ze al ze kishelo ervu, that they'll aser one another if they don't join in the eruv. It's not going to affect the eruv. They're not participating in the eruv. To be emes ein dirasan miuchedes lahem, because in such a case they really did not have their own private dira that is designated just for them. Sharia akum yeshlo rishus bahen, because the akum always has total rishus in the apartment, in the room. The yachal l'salka mishan, and they could pick them out at any time. So therefore, they do not really have their own independent dira, except for enough to be viewed as having a yad to do the rental for the balabayas. That's the role of the schiro ulakito. And the Mishnah Berurah continues on, sif katan nindalad ze al ze, they cannot aser one on the other. One of these schiro lakitos will not aser each other from carrying out into the chatzer. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin shein osrim al b'nei chatzer, also they will not aser any of the b'nei chatzer, the ein svichin l'shtatev eruv, they do not have to in any way join up in the eruv. Sif chatan nun hei, the schirus, the Ramad said the schirus shel ein yehudi. So he says here, tov sofer, this is a mistake, as I said before, tzarech lomar, it means to say the schiro of the balabayis, but tzolomar means to say that imsachru b'nei chatzer, if the b'nei chatzer went ahead and rented from the Rishus Mina Akum, if they went ahead and they rented straight from the non-Jew, ain't sarach liskor mina sacher lalakit, they did not have to go ahead and do any rental from the sacher lalakit, beinim hu Yisrael o Akum, whether the sacher and lalakit is a Jew or non-Jew, and that's all pashut. Then what's the chiddush here of el delfima de kaimelon da'achshavinon l'dirasan? So he says, what's the chiddush here? That based on what we saw, that we view their dira as a dira, that the schiro lakito as significant in that shesochel mehem harishus, that you can go ahead and rent the rishus of the non-Jewish balabayas from the schiro lakito. We might have had a havamina the havi kishnei akum shedarin bebayas shesaruch eskar mikolecha. You might have thought that there is considered a dira that it's like two akum that live in one house, that you have to go ahead and be socher from each one, like we said before. Kamash malan, the lekula arminan velo lechum. We say this only lekula and not lechum. Now the truth is, the Achronim point out that the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is the Chiddush of the Ramah is really not so pashut, because it's not the Ramah who said that when you have two shutfim that you have to go ahead and do a schiras from both of them. The Ramah said when you have two shutfim, you only have to do a schiras from one. So what the Havamina is here, for sure you should say, he doesn't have to go ahead and be soicher from the schiro ulakitos. L'chayra, his chiddush is when, like he said earlier in Sif Katan and Beis, when there were chadarim miyuchadim l'chol ad echa b'fnei atzmo, so there in that case, you have to go ahead, and if they were actually separate non-Jews, everyone agrees there, you'd have to go ahead and rent from each of the non-Jews separately. Finally, Sif Katan Nun Vav, Mibal Habayis, right? The workers would not aser the bnei chater and each other if there was a schirus from the baal habayis. Uadin im sachra rishus meechad min aschirim dai. Same would apply if the residents of the chater rented from one of the schirim, that would be enough. Ve'ein sarach eskar mekulam, there'd be no need to do a schirus from all of them.